were the 2012 NCAA Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships from the IU Natatorium in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm joined by Suwannee University South Head Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Coach Max Obermiller. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on two exceptional swims this evening. Obviously, Philip with his honorable mention, All-American performance, and then Astrid, her All-American performance in the women's breaststroke. Just your thoughts and how proud you must be of the swims they put on today.
They're great kids, easy to work with, hardworking. I think Philip touched on it, that it's so easy for that group to move forward into the national realm from the conference realm as training partners. Gives them a lot of confidence.
You know, I asked Philip, and obviously he had that experience last year at Nationals, but he was here by himself. How much, you know, you mentioned the training partners, but how much did his experience just getting to Nationals last year and having that experience help him moving forward this year?
Team climate definitely makes things easier, but that experience to go through things the first time, the learning curve is pretty sharp, and you see a lot of the kids here, juniors, seniors, who are the people that are placing. So definitely it's something that the kids get better with as they move through their careers.
Coach, I talked to Astrid and Philip in Portland, all three of them on Wednesday, and they all swam in the IM on Wednesday, and they really sort of described to me as a really good warm-up race. They knew coming in that the breaststroke was really their event, both the 100 and the 200, and they felt confident in that. How important was it for them to come here on Wednesday, swim in that event, get their feet wet, if you will, and then come in, have a day off, and then come in today and really compete as well as all three of them did?
I think it's nice to break the ice, to have a swim that doesn't have a lot of meaning to them in terms of they didn't expect to place. And like I said, get accustomed to the surroundings, get used to the pool, and then have a day to vegetate and contemplate and plan better for that big race.
Coach, Astrid is here at Nationals for her first time as a sophomore representing Suwannee. In her first finals event tonight, she moves up from 8th to 7th. She improves on her prelim time from this morning and earns All-American honors. Just talk about how proud you are of all the hard work she's put in this year and what that means to your program and earning that All-American accolade.
It's extremely unusual for a first-year swimmer, a sophomore, but a first-time competitor at the NC2As to actually place among the top eight, and we are super proud of her. And I think the guys helped her a lot in that they talked to her about how they felt in the years past, and I think that aided in her learning curve.
Coach, obviously you're here representing Suwannee, the University of the South, but also as a part of the SCAC. Just talk about what it means to have your student-athletes come here and not only represent your university and institution, but also the conference as well. And we've had such a good week so far as a conference as a whole.
It's an amazing conference, one that's really probably more noted for its camaraderie among the student-athletes. I think you see other teams come from similar conferences that actually have rivalries, and we're all here supporting one another. You see the kids who get to know one another over the course of the year and the SCAC championship, and it really is a wonderful thing. SCAC is a marvelous conference, and we're really proud to represent them.
Finally, Coach, Philip, Cortland, Astrid all go into tomorrow's 200 breaststroke event. How do they take their confidence that they had in today's swims and springboard that into tomorrow and really close out this national championships the way they would like to?
I feel we're better prepared for the 200 than the 100. It's been a better event for the kids. It's the one event that Cortland actually made the NC2A cuts in. I'm really confident as the kids. It's less about adrenaline and more about technique and endurance, and those kids have that in spades.
Suwannee University of the South head men's and women's swimming and diving coach Max Obermiller. Coach, congratulations on a great day for your student athletes and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks much.